You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I'm 19. My girlfriend just said she's pregnant. I have no idea what to do. Let's get into it.
With you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
That's right.
And Jed Brewer.
Oh, yes.
We are answering a question tonight, as we do every Saturday night here, that came into our inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This one says, I'm 19. My girlfriend just told me she's pregnant. I have no idea what to do. Well, I think that recognition is a really good place to start. You, in fact,
yeah.
I'm assuming you're roughly 19 as well. You also have no idea what to do.
That's all
but
right.
But the good news is that you're not alone, and I think you have some numbers for us on that, right, Jed?
I sure do. Look, man, this is a really common thing. According to the Centers for Disease Control, in the United States, about 1,100 young women under the age of 20, so the same age as your girlfriend, give birth in the U.S. every single day. So this is a very, very common thing. You're not alone. You're not the odd man out. That's where we're starting from with this.
Absolutely right. And one of the things that tells us, Glenn, I'd love to get you to pick up on this for us, is this is not a life-ending reality. This is,
for sure.
It is maybe unwelcome news in its own form, but it's not bad news, right?
Absolutely right. And we actually do want to congratulate you.
Amen.
This is a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Human life is precious and it's beautiful. It's wonderful having a baby and bringing them into the world. Again, we can talk about what the ideal circumstances are or whatever have you, but that's part of the past. Mm-hmm. Let's deal with what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
Right now, what we have is a beautiful human life that's on its way, and we've got time, and we have some opportunity to prepare for that and get ready.
Absolutely right. I think both you guys would back me up on this. I have known parents of all different ages, socioeconomic backgrounds, education levels from, in high school, and neither side of the tree, too. We both have postgraduate degrees. We're in our 40s. We make six figures a year. What I've never met is someone who said, no, we thought about it. We were absolutely ready to be parents.
That's right. That's
we looked at all the ins and outs. Nothing about this intimidates me. Nothing about this scares me. We got it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And that would kind of be worse if you did, right?
That would be super bad. But I think one of the things, it is a huge life change. It is a big deal. But that is, we have some time here. We have a few months.
Right. That's right.
This is a learned skill, and can be. We can build up to this. So, and we're going to get more of that in segment two. But, Joe, I'd love to get you to look at a little bit of what do we need to look at to get ourselves in the right place to pick up those skills? What do we need to be thinking now to get us ready to learn the stuff we need to learn?
That's a great question. Here's where we start. I think we start with three statements. I care about this little baby. I want to do a good job. That's statement one. Which I bet you do. I'm confident that's the case. Statement two, I have no idea what to do with that.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how to do a good job. I don't know where to start. I don't know where the diaper goes. I don't know anything, which is undoubtedly true.
It goes on the back.
On the back. Statement three is there are people who will teach me.
Right. Yeah.
There are resources. There are people who care, would be happy to teach me the things I need to know, and I can learn those things. Right. This is not knowledge that one must travel to a mountaintop high in the Himalayas in order to receive. I can reach out. I can make an effort. I can learn the things I need to learn to start doing a good job. And, in fact, me being a good parent starts now as I take those steps to begin to learn.
That is absolutely right. You have what it takes to be a good parent. It is a big task, but it's one we believe you are up to, and there are ways that you can, practical, concrete ways you can start getting better at that right now. We're going to look at some more of those when we come back on The Bridge Loud. Back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
In the words of a great social philosopher, oh, baby, baby.
That's true.
Sure.
Baby, probably more than one of them said that.
Yes.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Baby, O.
Oh, it's an inversion.
Yeah, that's, see what I did there?
In the original German, that's the grammatic structure. Be bear, as they would say it there. We continue to answer a question that comes into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you are welcome in to write in your questions. It says, I'm 19. My girlfriend just said she's pregnant. I have no idea what to do. So, we will preface by saying none of us are parents on this podcast, but we, via the odd nature of our day jobs, which we talk about with the folks we work with and kind of giving advice, we end up giving a fair amount of parenting advice.
It's true.
It's a bit odd on that. And Glenn, I'd love to get you started out with that, because I think a lot of the advice we give people who are becoming parents is you are not doomed to be the parent your parent was.
For sure. I think a lot of the work that I do and have done has involved juveniles who have been locked up. We do Christian ministry with people of all ages, but I started off doing work with juvenile offenders. And I think the clear thing for new parents to focus on is there's a physical side of this, of just how to physically care for this child in terms of doctors and nutrition and all that. And then there's the raising of the kid. Here's the good news part of that. The physical part of that kicks in for the whole first year plus. The emotional development is pretty minimal in those early years. There's some setting of boundaries, some things you want to look at early on. But I think that gives you an ability to really focus on and isolate on the physical side first and nail that down and work on the rest later.
Yeah, and Jed, as we talked about in that first one, there's a lot to do, obviously, to being a parent. But as Glenn is pointing out, especially in those first, none of that's beyond the realm of capability of someone, but we have to know what to do. Where can we find that out?
That's a great question. There's a thing called teenage parenting classes.
Importantly, this is classes for teenagers, not taught by teenagers.
That's right.
Yes, that's correct.
Probably taught by people a little bit older. And it's designed exactly for people that are where you and your girlfriend are, where we have a baby. Maybe we didn't quite plan on this, and that's okay. Life is beautiful, man.
Yep.
But we have a baby on the way, and we're not quite sure, like, once the baby's here, what do we do? You know, what? How do we feed the baby? How do we take care of the baby? How much sleep does the baby need? We can cover all of that. So you go to a teenage parenting class, and they just walk you through all of those things. Yep. And one of the things that's really cool about it is sometimes in life, it's easy to feel embarrassed if you don't know anything. You know, people look down on me and blah, blah, blah. At a teenage parenting class, the whole point is for people who know nothing.
Yeah.
We're going to start from zero. We're going to assume you don't know anything.
And most people don't know this stuff anyway.
Absolutely. There's no way you would. So No one's looking down on you. You go to a teenage parenting class, and they'll walk you through everything. Nobody's looking down on you. Nothing to feel embarrassed about. Say, okay, so this is how you hold a baby, because there's a right way to do that, and there's a wrong way to do that. This is how you rock the baby. There's a right way to do that. There's a wrong way to do it. Here's how you feed the baby. We'll cover all the stuff. And the key thing is, so you can be a good parent, but so you and your girlfriend can relax and have some peace and enjoy that new life instead of being worried all the time.
That's absolutely right. I believe we can all agree that the correct way to rock the baby is to tune in to Q Rock.
Ooh.
Right here. Love. We'll be back with some more quality parenting tips like that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
We're giving new definitions to Rock the Cradle.
Yes.
Yes. And also by Jed Brewer.
Well, you know, it's moderate rocking of the cradle. We don't we don't want to go crazy.
Or a light rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
sure, corporate rock.
It's when Billy Idol went nice and adult contemporary. It was gently Rock the Cradle.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
We won't go into any of the other things going in the lyrics of those type of songs, but we are continuing to answer a question that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com. That's the email address. You are welcome to write in with your questions for us. It says, I am 19. My girlfriend just told me she is pregnant. I have no idea what to do.
Which, as we mentioned,
is exactly the correct mindset to go into this.
Yes.
But as we mentioned a couple times, Glenn, there are people who know what to do. We talked about adult parenting classes. We'll give you some more resources here in a minute, but... What is the power? It feels like the make or break on this is going to be whether or not you are willing to ask.
That's right.
And what's the mindset that we need to tap in to get that? And what are who do we need to look to be asking? What are the good questions we need to be asking? Let's say, you know, in this or anything else, say, I baseline have zero idea how to do this thing that I must do.
Yes.
It's not an option at this point.
Yes.
This is not theoretical. This is happening.
Yes.
Where do we start with that, asking the good questions?
Well, I think for me, my wife would say a huge amount of your suffering in life is you need to manage your expectations.
Ah.
In this case, I think new parents often have an expectation, I should know this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take that right out of this picture. If you hear yourself saying the words, I should know this, take that right
out. Why should
you know this? There's a million things new parents learn that you would not have any other reason to know those things in life. You know, these is a very specific skill that you're developing here. You should know nothing. You do know nothing. That's okay. That's fine. We're not going to judge that. We don't want you to judge yourself. What we want you to do is look at, how do I absorb this new knowledge without having sort of a negative viewpoint of myself on it?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. We'll assume by the age of girlfriend, 19-year-old dude who has just been reading the pregnancy books for fun up to this point, that's weird.
Yeah,
that's real. That is an indication of a deeper problem, perhaps. But there are a lot of good resources. Jed mentioned the teenage parenting classes before, and there are a bunch of different organizations you can look up in your area that may have those. One thing we would give you as a good starting point for a lot of resources is the Illinois Department of Human Services. So that phone number is 800-843-6154. That number again for the Illinois Department of Human Services, 1-800-843-6154. And that is just a good landing place for a whole bunch of stuff. They have references to those type of parenting classes. If you're still in school, they have things you can look at for your GED, your continuing education. They have basic places you can start to look to know for what kind of medical care your child needs, what the kind of places that offer that are, and all that kind of stuff. Again, there are a million questions here, and something as big and overarching as the government human services is a great place to get a first foothold and to hear the number of things we need to know. And then you can knock those down in those bite-sized chunks, as Glenn pointed out, to managing expectations. You can't know everything at once, but you can know what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to start. And we'll be back with more on this right here on The Bridge Loud.
To
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
You can learn a lot about child rearing through the movie Raising Arizona.
Technically true. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Mighty fine cornflakes, Miss McDonough.
Oh, eventually, this show will just be 30 minutes of Coen Brothers references.
Yep.
There's almost no avoiding that. But we continue to answer questions that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com that says, I'm 19, my girlfriend just said she's pregnant, I have no idea what to do. So we've looked at some of the practicals, we've looked at some of the good places to get advice, but Glenn, there obviously going to be some, this is going to bring up some bigger things in a person. There are going to be some emotional, almost spiritual foundations to, you know, this is a human life that you are now kind of responsible for.
That's, yes.
So what do we tell someone about that who is facing this kind of big existential level event?
Well, for sure, this is the kind of thing where you need a deeper level insight, something that might be along the lines of something that's a secret, hidden, deeper thought.
The secret sauce!
That's right. I threw to the secret sauce.
I dropped the ball and he picked it right up.
This time. Here's the thing about the secret sauce. No one parents in isolation.
Yeah.
No one does it all by themselves, nor should you try.
Despite what your mother told you.
Yes.
That's right. Exactly. We should really look at the fact that, you know, most parents eventually use stuff like soccer, sports, gymnastics, things like that, get the kids involved in, get them out of the house, get them active, get them forming friendships. But for us, I think the world that we live in, we're in Christian ministry, we work with people who are dealing with their faith. That's a huge resource that we can definitely recommend to you. It's obviously going to give a better, more positive environment for you, for your kids as well. There's a ton of resources there, from Vacation Bible School to yep. just basic daycare kind of stuff. It's great to be able to take the kids to the nursery and go into a service and relax for a while. And you have other parents there that you can meet, that you can talk to, you can share stories yep. with, share tips with. And I think that can be a big help to new parents.
Yeah,
absolutely can be. And Jed, I kick you to take us out on this. If you put us in the mindset of the friend wearing the question, who young parents, possibly not married, whatever yeah. the situation is, I think it'd be easier than to say, well, but if I go to a church, that's going to be like, they're going to look down on me and all that stuff. And if you find a good one, it's the opposite. Churches, people have problems figuring those out, right?
That's absolutely right. And here's why. The guy that we most look up to in the world, the guy that Christians most look up to in the world, is a guy named Jesus. His parents weren't married when they had him. He was an right. unplanned pregnancy.
There you go.
And he's the coolest dude who ever lived. The church is about seeing potential. We see that potential in you. It's easy to feel like, well, we're getting started on the wrong foot. We don't know. Maybe this is doomed from the start. It's not true. Love is what defines a life. Love is what transforms people. You love that child, your child will do great. You need a community to help you love that child well. A church wants to do that. We want to do that. We believe in you, and we're so happy for your new baby right here on The Bridge Loud.
Absolutely right. We'll be back next week to answer another question right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.